Chapter 41. Epilogue. A single desk lamp weakly lit the space around her, but she knew exactly where she was. On the floor of Simon's office, on her back, and completely naked. She startled, remembering what she had walked in on. He had been choking that old woman. Sitting up, scared of what might have happened to her, she glanced about frantically. Where were her clothes? What had Simon done? But she wasn't alone. A tall, red-headed woman sat in the dark leather office chair behind the desk and regarded her with a soft, friendly expression. She wore a black pantsuit and was very pretty.
Who are you?
Teresa asked, casting about for something to cover up with.
There are some clothes in the bag at your feet that should fit you, the woman said. My name is Magdalene, and I'm here to help you. How do you feel?
Teresa unzipped the small black duffel and found some slacks, shoes, underwear, and a shirt that were cute and fashionable, and her size. Teresa started pulling them on, noticing subtle differences in the room. Simon's personal things were gone. The clock on the wall read 12:01 a.m. It was the middle of the day when she had walked in before, but no daylight leaked through the shut blinds now. Magdalene pulled one of the slats down and glanced nervously outside.
I'm fine, I guess, Teresa said, too anxious to really think seriously about her own well-being. Are you the police or something? What happened? What's the last thing you remember, Teresa? Well, this really nice old guy came in. I went to get him some water, but I decided to stop by Simon's office to let him know where his client was. But when I walked in,
the memory shocked her. She could hardly believe it was real.
What happened when you walked in? Magdalene prompted. It was Simon. He had this poor old lady who looked delirious pinned to the wall by her throat with one hand. I ran to pull him off and he backhanded me. I went black after that and, well, that's it. How long was I out? Did Simon just leave me here on the floor?
The woman smiled knowingly.
No. The woman Simon was choking was a friend of mine. She told me about you before she died. Simon did kill her then. No, not exactly, Teresa. I've got something rather extraordinary to tell you. You'd better sit down.